Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Jefferson Parks and Recreation Department is our director, Vicki Lautner, joining us now. So thank you very much, Vicki, for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, Vicki, we've come to the time of year where we're needing to get out there some upcoming programmings for the months of July and August. So give us a little bit of what the Rec Center is going to be pointing itself towards as we head into the later part of the summer.
Sure, we're going to be busy. We've got junior golf lessons and a camp July 9th through the 11th, and that's Tuesdays through Thursday. For the 7 to 10-year-olds will be from 8 to 9, and the 11 to 14-year-olds will be from 9 to 10. And Micah Decival will be instructing out at the golf course, and that will be $20. And then summer session of Taekwondos will be Sundays, August 4th through September 14th. And learn the discipline, respect, confidence, and the basic self-defense martial art principles from Corey McGrath from Shins Academy in Carroll. And that's $75. We do have some free swim lessons, countywide lessons. Jefferson Elks Lodge 2306 will be sponsoring those lessons July 8th through the 12th. And that's Monday through Friday from 10 to 10:50 at the Jefferson Swimming Pool. And that's limited to 50 participants. Evening swim lessons July 15th through the 19th is Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 6:15. At the Jefferson Pool, and those will be $20. Baby Bubblers, Monday through Friday, July 22nd through the 26th from 6 to 6:30 at the Jefferson Pool, and a parent must enroll with the infant or toddler, and that's $15. Dynamite Bash will be held on Thursday, July 11th from 10 to 11:30 at the Greene County Community Center. Rosemary Hoyt will spend the morning creating, searching, and playing dinosaur-themed crafts and activities for boys and girls 3 to 6 years old, and that's $15. The Blast Ball League for boys and girls 4 to 5-year-olds on Mondays and Tuesdays, July 15th through the 31st, would be 6 to 6:30 at the City Field, and Sydney Schultz will teach the basic fundamentals of beginning ball players, so no glove is needed, and it's $20. Precious Chef Camp at the Greene County Community Center, July 16th and 17th, which would be Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 3:30. And Hy-Vee will help participants make new and healthy snacks each day, and that's $20. Very Hungry Caterpillar for boys and girls 3 to 6 years old on Thursday, August 1st from 10 to 11:30 at the Greene County Community Center. Rosemary Hoyt will teach the kids how to understand what it's like to be a caterpillar, and that's $15. Safety Camp, sponsored by the Jefferson Elks Lodge 2306, will be held Tuesday through Friday, August 6th through the 9th from 9 to 11 for children going into kindergarten. Topics covered will be bus, bicycle, car, electrical, pool, drug and alcohol, stranger, railroad, fire, telephone, and animal safety. And Sydney Schultz will be instructing that class, and that is free because it's sponsored by the Jefferson Elks Lodge. Mini cheerleading camp for the boys and girls pre-K to 5th grade on Tuesday and Thursday, August 13th and 15th at the Greene County Community Center from 5 to 6. And Shannon Black and the 2019 cheerleading squad will instruct the participants to get ready for the fall pep rally on the square, and that's $15. Art on the Fly, Fabulous Fiber Art, on Monday, July 22nd from 1 to 2:30 at the Greene County Community Center. Jolene Peters will teach the basic weaving using yarn, wool, and found nature objects. The possibilities are endless for boys and girls first grade and older, and that's $20. And Art on the Fly, Crazy Creature, on Monday, July 29th from 1 to 2:30 at the Greene County Community Center. Jolene will have participants use fabric, felt, and fibers to create a fun little stuffed creatures. Students must be old enough to thread a large needle and learn basic stitches, and that's $20. And then our last class, fitness class set summer session, will be June 24th through August 2nd. And the fall fitness classes will start August 19th to September 27th, and then September 30th to November 8th, and then November 11th to December 20th. So that's our fall schedule there. And then our plans for the pool, we will stay open until Sunday, September 1st. The general swim will be shortened after school starts, and the adult lap swim will continue every day. The doggy paddle will be tentatively set up for Sunday afternoon on September 1st.
All right, so as you can tell, there's a whole lot of stuff yet to come up here in the later part of the summer with the Jefferson Parks and Recreation Department. And so, Vicki, just a couple of quick questions for you to follow up. How nice is it to be able to extend your free swimming lessons? I mean, I know you had the normal couple of ones from Home State Bank and Farmers Mutual Insurance, but now with Jefferson Elks Lodge, being able to extend that, and not only here in Jefferson, but countywide. Talk to us about that availability.
Well, I think it's a great thing for the kids because, you know, they are $20, and sometimes $20 can help a family out. It's important for kids to learn how to swim, and if the reason they're not taking swimming lessons is because of the fee, then we're very happy that the Elks is doing this. And this is countywide. This is for anybody in Greene County.
And before we wrap up, Vicki, I guess we should make this announcement, too, that you're going to be retiring here in a few short months, it appears, in October. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, your time that you spent here with the Parks and Rec Department of about 20 years or a little over 20 years. Just talk to us about that aspect first.
Well, it's been a great experience for me. This is not something that I set out to do, so it's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of people. I'm looking forward to the retirement.
Now, tell us about what the tentative plan is here, because it's not like you're going to drop everything in October and then the new person just takes over right away. There's kind of a little, I would like to call it a succession plan that's been put in place by the board.
Yes. When I decided to retire, the board decided that to hire a director would be probably the best thing to do first. That way I can help train the director as far as things that I do. I'll be making sure that they can put their own imprint on the job, but there are things that I do that they will need to learn. And then also they'll need to learn the front desk duties too, and maybe that person will decide maybe they can split some of the things up. They can elect to do whatever they want to do, but in order to be able to do evaluations of the front desk person, that person's going to have to know what the front desk person does do. And I think, you know, since I've been here for 21 years and I've been in both positions, I think it would be helpful to the new person coming in to kind of know what I've gone through and maybe be able to make changes too.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Jefferson Parks and Recreation Director, Vicki Lautner, once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.